We pick up where we left off. Last Sunday, May 15th, the Pigs looking for a sweep of the Mudhens in Toledo. And the effort got off to a positive start in the top of the first inning.
Williams walked, he leads off. Pitcher swung on, ripped in the air, left field pretty deep. Bernard is back. He is at the track. He is at the wall. That ball is gone. Forget about it. Over the left field wall for Knapp. A two-out, two-run home run, and a little knapsacking for Lehigh Valley, which goes up 2-0 here in the first inning. How do you like that?
Pigs added three more in the eighth, earning the shutout win 5-0 over the Hens. Behind seven scoreless two-hit innings from Jake Thompson, it's a fourth consecutive quality start by a Lehigh Valley starting pitcher. Thompson picks up the win. It's the first ever series sweep by Lehigh Valley of Toledo, either home or away. So with the 5-0 decision, it's a fourth straight win, a season-long winning streak at the time for the Pigs. The nine-game road trip that happened mostly last week that started 1-4, the Pigs finish over 500, 5-4. So, back home to the Valley for a seven-game homestand, three versus the Syracuse Chiefs, four more versus Toledo to close out the season series with the Hens. Monday, a setback. Pigs falling 5-4 to the Chiefs in the final inning after holding a three-run lead most of the way. The loss, despite out-hitting Syracuse 14-7 in the game. But the Pigs would return to the winning ways on Tuesday in an eerily similar outing to Monday. Pigs took a 4-0 lead, blew the lead in the seventh as the Chiefs broke up what was a perfect game at the time by Alec Asher. They'd score four in the seventh to tie it 4-4. We'd go to extras at Coca-Cola Park, where the Pigs put two in scoring position with one out in the 10th inning.
They will, as expected, put Stassi on intentionally. Whoa, and the pitch is thrown away. It's over the head of Solano, and the Pigs are going to walk off on a wild pitch on an intentional ball. You've got to be kidding me. Pigs fly on an intentional ball that flew. Holy Toledo, 5-4 in 10 innings.
The first walk-off win of the week. I say that for a reason. We'll have more on that in a moment. So, to the rubber match on Wednesday, Education Day at the park, an early morning start after extras the night before. That's the second time this year that that has happened. And it was another dominant pitching performance by the rising star, the 22-year-old phenom.
Now Ramsey swings the first pitch and pops this up into shallow left on the cut of the grass. Goes the shortstop Featherston. He makes the easy play, and Eflin gets through seven. Certainly his final pitch thrown here today as he works another 1-2-3 inning. It is seven innings of two-hit, masterful baseball. He did not allow a run. What a performance.
Pigs would go on to win it 3-0 as Eflin picks up the win. They take the series 2-1 from Syracuse. Some wondering now when Eflin might get the call. He's 5-0 this year with a 2.36 ERA. Still has not lost a decision since August 2nd of last season when pitching down in Double A. So, after the series win over Syracuse, the Pigs rolling along, climbing their way back toward the top of the division, now have the series with Toledo. What an interesting game it was on Thursday. The Pigs led it going into the ninth inning, 3-1. Edward Mujica on for the save, blows it. We'd go to extras, tied 3-3 after the Hens score two in the ninth inning. Scoreless through the 10th. Scoreless through the 11th. Toledo scores two in the top half of the 12th. The Pigs answer with two in the bottom half of the 12th. Scoreless through the 13th. Top half of the 14th, two more from the Hens. Bottom half of the 14th, two more from the Pigs. So we'd go to the 15th inning in a game that featured 16 pitchers, 10 of them from Lloyd McClendon's Toledo squad. He finally has to turn to a position player, Miguel Gonzalez, a catcher who has never pitched before in his professional career.
The 0-1. Swung on it. This is drilled deep out to left field. Way back there. Collins racing back, and this ball's off the top of the wall, and Lehigh Valley wins it in 15 innings. Perkins scores, Knapp's the hero, and we go home just before midnight.
In a game that lasted 4 hours and 48 minutes, the Pigs, or Bacon, comes away victorious over Eggs, 8-7 the final. So the second game of this four-game set comes on Friday night. And it was a different type of game that just moved along at a quicker pace. It finished in 2 hours and 28 minutes. We'd only play 9 innings, even though at one point it looked like we would go to extras. The game features 5 solo home runs. That is the most home runs in a game that the Toledo Mudhens have ever participated in. We would go to the 9th inning, tied 3 runs apiece. Bottom of the 9th, the Pigs with last licks to maybe avoid a second consecutive extra innings game, a third extra innings game in this homestand. Quickly, 2 outs recorded. Then a ground ball on the infield. Carlos Alonso hustling down the line, just barely beats out the throw. Maybe it was in time. Unable to pick it was the first baseman, Chad Huffman. So a runner on and 2 outs for Taylor Featherston, tied 3-3 in the 9th inning.
It'll be an 0-1. Britton kicks and delivers, swung on, hit a mile high, shallow right center, a long run for Bernard, will get there, and underneath it, drops the ball! He drops the ball! Alonso around third will score, and the Pigs walk off in another wacky and wild fashion here on this homestand. You've got to be kidding me. Featherston mobbed, his pop-up was a long run-in from right field for Bernard, who dropped the ball, and the Pigs will walk off 4-3 in another improbable fashion here on this homestand.
It was Alonso scoring all the way from first base on the play. The only error of the game comes on the game's final play and proves to be the difference. The third walk-off win in 5 games of this homestand for Lehigh Valley, walking off on Toledo for the second consecutive night. They still have not lost to the Mudhens this year, the Piggies. 5-0. So today in the doubleheader after the postponement on Saturday, the Iron Pigs, if they happen to win 2 games, can earn a series sweep of the Toledo Mudhens. The Pigs have now won 4 games in a row for the second time this year. 8 of their last 9 coming into today.